We'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight back again from the LaPorte County Symphony, its Executive Director, Emily Yannis, and she's going to tell us about what they have coming up. Two actual things coming up in terms of auditions and actual concerts, and some exciting things, and this, of course, will be the Holcraft Performing Arts Center in Michigan City. Emily, welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thanks so much. Excited to be here.
Yeah, it's so good to see you, Emily.
Good to see you, too, as well.
So tell us about our next concert. It's you've got guest composers, guest principal flautist, which is actually one of your regular ones. And tell us all about that.
Yes, it's good to number three already.
I know. Yeah, we're just flying through the season here. So we have a concert on March 10th, also at the Holcraft Performing Arts Center, as was our February concert. And we have a really exciting guest artist. Her name is Dr. Ingrid Stölzel. She is originally from Germany, and she is a composer. And the symphony will be playing her composition, City Beautiful. And so she's going to be in residence the whole week of rehearsals to work with the symphony and just bring this composition to life. And we're really excited to have her and to play a living composer's work and get their get her feedback on the, you know, on the rehearsal process.
Yeah, it's beyond exciting.
I know. Yeah, we're really excited to have her.
Well, and see, and I think a lot of times people think classical music are all dead composers. And there's,
yes.
And I know you, LaPorte County Symphony especially, has been featuring, it seems like, works of people, living composers that right. in that classical genre. So excellent. And you, your principal flautist, she's going to be on that.
Yes, Alexandra Kemble. She is exceptionally talented. She is going to be playing a concertina by Cécile Chaminade. So another female composer. From the 1800s, and she will be playing that wonderful piece for us.
Right. Well, we'll hit this at the end of the interview, but just remind us right now when the concert is and details.
Yeah, it's March 10th, so it's a Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. at the Holcraft Performing Arts Center in Michigan City. That's at 1200 Spring Street near the Uptown Arts District by Elston School.
And you just completed your side-by-side concert. That must have been very enjoyable for all those band teachers, orchestra directors, everything to be up with the symphony.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
Great.
Is that going to be a yearly thing?
I'm not sure. We may take a break from it for a year and revisit it later. But it was super fun, and we definitely want to do it again for sure.
Now, a lot of people may not know, if they've listened to our show, they probably do, but may not know about what the Hoosier Star is. So maybe explain to our audience what that is, because you have auditions coming up. So tell us all about that.
Yes, I would love to. So Hoosier Star is an annual singing competition. It has its roots in American Idol. So I believe it was 18 years ago that that they had the first Hoosier Star, and we invite people to audition, adults and youth. So the youth division is 17 and under, the adult division is 18 and older, and we select five finalists from each category, so five youth finalists and five adult finalists, and they have the opportunity to perform a piece with the symphony and compete for the title of Hoosier Star. And the prize money is $1,000 for first place and $500 for second place. So it's a really fun event, and we get a huge, huge outpouring of support from the community and just lots of local talent. It's grown over the years, and now we're kind of pulling in talent from outside of LaPorte County. We've reached into Southwest Michigan and Elkhart and South Bend and other areas because people just want to come and compete to be named Hoosier Star.
Yeah, it's wonderful to watch an event bloom over the years.
Yes, and I think they thought, as Tim King has told me, they thought that this would last 5 or 6 years and they'd run out of local talent. But going on 18, 19 years and still have not run out of talent. No.
So tell us about the audition process and, of course, when the audition is. I mean, someone's listening to this and saying, well, what do I need to do? Where do I need to do it? And all that.
Sure, absolutely. All the information is on our website, lcso.net. And so auditions are March 16th and 17th at the Presbyterian Church of LaPorte on Kingsbury Avenue. It's a $20 fee to audition. You can either mail it in or pay it online. And there's some forms to fill out online. Those are also on our website. And you have 4 minutes to sing a piece of your choosing. You either have to bring your own accompanist or bring your own recorded accompaniment on your phone. No accompanist is provided. But then there will be 3 judges who will be adjudicating and deciding who gets to be chosen as a finalist. So.
And that's exciting. Now, looking ahead, last time we spoke, you were talking. We asked you if you had kind of consolidated what may be up for the next season. So, do you have anything nailed down yet?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to be announcing that in a big press release soon. Okay. I can't quite disclose anything yet, but we have some very exciting pieces lined up for our 2024-2025 season that we're really excited about.
That's good. And I hope there's an opportunity for you to sing again.
I hope so, too. I had so much fun.
That was excellent at that concert. Well, in our last minute, Emily, why don't you share us details about the upcoming concert and also Hoosier Star once again?
That's right. So our upcoming concert is at the Holdcraft Performing Arts Center in Michigan City on March 10th. That's a Sunday at 3 p.m. Tickets can be purchased online at lcso.net. $25 for adults, $22 for seniors, and students, as always, are free. We also will take walk-ins at the door, so you don't have to buy your tickets online ahead of time. And then we have our Hoosier Star auditions coming up March 16th and 17th at the Presbyterian Church of LaPorte. And all of that information can be found online at lcso.net.
Well, we appreciate you coming on Art in the Air Spotlight. Executive Director for the LaPorte County Symphony is Emily Yannis. Thank you so much for sharing all that information.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks, Emily.
Art in the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.